The When Dating Hurts podcast is sponsored by Nom Nom. I'm a big advocate for better food for pets. When they eat healthier, they live healthier. And Nom Nom's food for dogs is full of fresh proteins a dog loves and the vitamins and nutrients they need to thrive. Nom Nom meals are pre-portioned for your dog's exact caloric needs. So it's the easiest way to take the guesswork out of feeding your dog the best. Just tell them about your pup, age, breed, weight, allergies, and protein preferences. Get fresh, prepackaged, totally nutritious meals delivered directly to your door for even less. Order Nom Nom today. Go to trynom.com/whendatinghurts and get 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. And Nom Nom comes with a money-back guarantee. That means if your dog doesn't love each meal, Nom Nom will refund your first order. Nom Nom is real good food for your dog. Head to trynom.com/whendatinghurts. I'm Bill Mitchell, host of the When Dating Hurts podcast. Let me take a minute and tell you about Zencastr, the company I've recorded with for over 2 years. I also use Zencastr to publish my podcast, and I can use them for editing everything a podcaster needs to create a podcast. Podcasting grew exponentially in 2021 and 2022, and it's not slowing down. In fact, podcasting advertising was the fastest growing channel in 2021. Why am I telling you this? If you're interested in investing in Zencastr, go to wefunder.com/Zencastr or click the link in my episode description to claim your slice of the future of podcasting. 15% of all active podcast creators, including me, are already using Zencastr. Go to wefunder.com/Zencastr. Zencastr is spelled Z-E-N-C-A-S-T-R. There's no E at the end. Thank you. The When Dating Hurts podcast is supported by BlendJet. Big, bulky blenders are a real pain to use, but the BlendJet 2 blender makes blending a snap. I'm using mine several times a day. Convenience is the reason why. The BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It can fit into your cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. And BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. BlendJet lasts for 15 or more blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap, and you're good to go. With over 30-plus colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement any style. Blend anytime, anywhere, with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Seriously, what are you waiting for? No other blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Shop today and get the best deal ever. Head to BlendJet.com and use the promo code WhenDatingHurts12 for your 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. That's BlendJet. I'm Bill Mitchell, and this is When Dating Hurts, a podcast dedicated to my daughter, Kristen, and all women taken from us before their time by the epidemic known as dating violence. I will speak with authorities in domestic violence, law enforcement professionals, families of victims and survivors themselves. One of the When Dating Hurts listeners wrote an email to me recently, and I want to read the contents of that email to you. It would be a mistake for me not to transfer all of this over to you so you will learn from what she learned the hard way. So I'm just going to read her email, and here goes. The one thing I don't hear people talking about on podcasts are some of the safety measures to put into place before you leave. Here are some things I learned from my experience. I hope this helps someone, maybe. 1. Get a separate bank account and be prepared when, or if, he freezes the account. He knows you can't get far away without money. Start putting money away ahead of time without him knowing. 2. Change all of your passwords. My ex got into my old college email because back then they had a system where if you clicked on the forget password button, you could put in your full name and social security number and it would allow you to reset the password. I didn't know this until after he broke into it and deleted all of my incriminating emails from him to me. I lost everything for my court case. I thought I was being clever by not using my Gmail address, but he outsmarted the system. So it's important as well to make copies, print emails, send to friends or family so that they can have them on their computer. If you have a password reset option that asks questions, don't use obvious ones like your mother's maiden name, because he knows that information. Use something obscure or just make something up like favorite color, put in rock. Something that doesn't make sense and he can't guess. 3, make sure he can't access your laptop, your computer, or your phone. 4, get your own phone and phone plan. 5, if he ever hit you in public, try to get the video surveillance. My ex hit me right outside of the Disney entrance gate, and had I known better, I would have marched straight into the security office and asked for a copy of it. Better yet, I would have called the police immediately and asked them to obtain it. 6. Anytime he threatens you, call the police. In South Carolina, I needed 3 calls before I could get a restraining order. By those numbers, many women won't make it to the 3rd call. If he says he's going to kill you, whether he says it, texts it, or emails it, call the police and make a report of the threat. He will say he was just joking, but just get the calls and reports piling up. 7. He will reach out to your friends and family, so try and alert people ahead of time. Don't keep it a secret, because they will believe the narrative that hits their ears first. If you say nothing, you leave, and he goes to your friends, all sad, saying he doesn't know why you left, they won't understand. Fill them in. My mistake was keeping it all inside and not bothering people with it. It's one of the reasons some people still don't believe me. They think things like, she never mentioned anything to me about abuse, and the classic insane excuse, I never saw any abuse between them. 8, take pictures or videos of bruises. 9, make copies of police reports right away. I didn't do this, and right now, when I try to access some of my old police files, they only have the date and names of people involved. Some only have a number linked to it, without any written details like husband broke into wife's community mailbox. That one, for me, only has a number at the top, no details whatsoever. So if I ever need it again, I can't prove why the police were even called out. 10. Just because things are quiet now, don't trick yourself into thinking you won't need the reports and evidence later on. You never know what will wake the sleeping beast. Keep copies upon copies. Never destroy them. Never burn anything. Never destroy anything. You might need it decades later, especially if children are involved. Just get a fire-safe lockbox and hide it somewhere safe, like a parent's house. You don't need to look at it or dredge up old memories, but it's better to be safe than sorry. If you're lucky, it'll just collect dust and you'll never think about it again. There are cases where the first wife is called to testify in a case. You never know if your psychopath will kill someone 10 years from now. They might need your help, and it's good to have your records handy. 11. If he ever gives you an STD, get a record of it to show you were clean right before you got with him. 12. If you ever go to counseling, get records of the notes. My ex was in the military, and when I requested a copy of our marriage counseling notes, they were all vague, not helpful at all. Some people don't like to hear this, but they protect their own in the military, similar to the police. Don't assume that the military police have your back as a non-military partner. 13. My ex is now bringing women home from his Bumble dates and filming them without their knowledge. Turn the tables. If you're being abused, hide cameras and get the real self on video. Just be careful that he never finds out. 14. Record phone calls and send them to another device like a laptop or a thumb drive, or the cloud in case he destroys your phone. Here are a couple other thoughts that I am so thankful were sent to me, and I'll quote, "Just because you do a background check online on someone, you don't see everything. None of my records with him are listed online. He had a restraining order on him from another woman that never showed up. And when he choked me in England, those police records don't show up. Just because his background looks clean doesn't mean it is. It took me hiring a private investigator to find the restraining order from his girlfriend after me, and his wife after me. They had the cops called on them because they were fighting so loud in public that people feared for their safety. But they were able to calm down enough that it didn't get written up as an official report." I would like to thank this listener for taking the time, putting focus on, and writing up the notes that I just read to you in this, I know, very short podcast. I felt they were just too important, too critical, and in many ways, so insightful based upon horrible experiences. So I wanted you to get those and hear those. This was a short one, and I will be back with more survivor stories very soon. So please keep listening. Thank you. Subscribe. Tell other people. And stay safe. The more you know, the better the chances that you'll be safe and you'll be able to help other people remain safe. Thank you very much for listening. I'd like to thank my guests and my listening audience for their support. It is clear our listeners look for and play Survivor episodes above all others. They get caught up between the forces of good and evil, all the time pulling for the moment a victim becomes a survivor. I am open to other victims and survivors who want to join with me on the When Dating Hurts podcast. We can shine a bright light on the epidemic of dating and domestic violence. We can improve lives and save some innocent people from a lifetime of broken dreams. If you want to tell your victim or survivor story, please contact me at BillMitchell@WhenDatingHurts.com. That's BillMitchell@WhenDatingHurts.com.
So when the scammer uses the hypnotic method of building rapport, then they create dysfunctional, delusional reality.
That's how a scam begins. Convincing the mark that it makes perfect sense to hand over their money to a con artist. The Scams and Cons podcast tells you how scams are run. You'll hear how people are convinced to buy fake art, buy machines that print money, or steal your house.
I get a phone call from my wife, and she let me know that they had decided to move all our stuff out. I can no longer do anything about it except go through an eviction.
And you'll hear it from the experts. People who run the cons.
So we go to your bank, you go in and get 6,000 cash, give us each 3,000, we give you this. Uh-huh. You go home and what you find out is cut up newspaper.
It's fun to know how the trick is done, and that's what Scams and Cons is all about. Listen at scamsandcons.com or wherever fine podcasts are found.